Welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis, every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, and 8 to 9 East Coast, on DBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's on dbsradio.com. Tonight, March 24th, 2007, we are honored and privileged to welcome Dr. Antonio Jimenez from hopeforcancer.com. Dr. Tony's extensive travel has sent him educating and healing people of all ages and races around the world, for disease can affect anyone, young or old, and of any race. He has helped many continue their lives healthy and free of this dreaded disease. Tonight, we will also be announcing an amazing event that we were blessed and honored to do with Dr. Emoto. Our latest creation, Light Enterprises, presents The Cherishing Place, Living Waters, Living Music with Dr. Masuro Emoto, May 22nd through 24th, 2007 at the Provo, Utah Library. Please check our website for update on this event. To call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And our direct line is 530-876-3222. And now, here is our host, Jeff Lewis.
Well, good evening, folks. Here we go. Our number 12, no, this is 13. Number 13, our 13th show here on BBS Radio. Thank you, Don, for all your support, and what the BBS Radio Network is actually putting together now, folks, is quite amazing. You will have to go to the website to see everything. It's far too much than I could ever tell you on one show. Tonight, we have Dr. Tony. Unfortunately, he's not with us at the moment because he's coming back from work. He's a busy worker. Cancer never stops, unfortunately, as we know. But we are fortunate and blessed to have his wife with us tonight, Marcy. Marcy, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Jeff.
Wonderful. Well, we are on digital tonight. This is the first time I've done this before as well because I'm on a Mac system here and a hardline wired, very good quality phone. So I'm able to go speaker this time. So it's the first show I'm doing on a speaker, and we'll see how things go. So we'll just talk a little bit, Marcy, about what Tony is doing as far as you know. We don't have to get into any details again, like I said. I will have a call coming in tonight of a gentleman that's going to be on this moto event, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that too. But we'll just get started while I've got you, so I'm sure you've got stuff to get back to. And I caught you right in the middle of this, 2 minutes ago, and said, would you like to be on the show, Marcy? So we're on the show. We're live. We're going to have fun. Just relax. Just fill us in on what Tony's doing.
Okay, Jeff. Well, as you know, Tony has a we have a clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, which is Hope for Cancer Institute. You can look at the website at www.hopefor4cancer.com. As always, he's traveling all around the world, and his latest discovery, or not discovery, one of his pushes for treatment is a product by the name of PrimeMed, and PrimeMed's from Russia, so he's been working really close with the Russians. It's actually a product used for cancer patients and for chronic disease patients, so he's been working with that a lot. We are working with... we have a clinic in Thailand now. We we're getting ready to open our clinic that's in the Philippines. We've been working with sonophotodynamic therapy, which I'm sure you probably know more about than I do, Jeff.
So those just are a little bit. Tony just mentioned that to me. I've been looking at it. It's very interesting. It's something I may incorporate in our new technology that's coming out. Please continue. This is wonderful.
Oh, continue about that?
No, that's fine. No, like I said, we don't have to get doing that.
Just a quick point on the sonophotodynamic therapy. That is actually an 8-day in-house treatment program, and we are using a specific agent from an Ivy League university that's in the United States, and actually it's a non-invasive treatment for all cancers. And it's we're having a great success with that, Jeff. So that's one thing that he's incorporating in all of his clinics, but we've been really focusing on that one thing in particular. Another product that we are using is something by the name of Vital Life, which is a growth hormone product, and having great results with it also. So the best thing that I can offer is to look at the website, and you can read all about it, or you can email him at drtony@hopeforcancer.com.
I've been looking at your new site. It's very interesting. I'm used to navigating the old site, but this one looks good. I was trying to find some bio information on Tony. Is there any more in-depth information than what's on there with his picture?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't really looked. I mean, I've looked at the new site, but I didn't look at his bio. You know, he's a graduate of Guadalajara, Mexico University there. He is an MD with a specialty in oncology. So, you know, he does a lot of research now. He works for a research company. So, you know, he gets around.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Are you familiar with some of the recent stuff? Is he even allowed to talk about it that he's been doing in Africa?
In South Africa, we have a center there, and we're specifically centering on HIV, AIDS in South Africa, as you know, and also in India and several places around the world. We do have a product that has wonderful results in fighting HIV that we are able to offer in our clinic in Mexico also. So, you know, he does a variety of diseases, chronic diseases.
Now, I'm just curious, is Tony still doing anything with that children's organization out of, where were we getting our tubes from, baby? La Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Or his aunt was that?
Like the Tiger Foundation?
I'm not sure what it was called. I remember he never really told me about it, but I remember always running over there with him real quick to drop off meds or medications or stuff to try to help these children out, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm just donating this.
Yeah, I think that center is closed now, so no, we're not able to do that.
I'd like to get across the point of how much or how big of a heart Tony has. I have gone through so many doctors working with so many different variations of so many different so-called cures of this and cures of that down there in Mexico, as Tony has. I mean, when we met, that's what we were both doing at the time. And we finally worked together because we both saw the truth of it. It's not about what we can do or what we can get from the patient. It's what we can do for the patient.
Right.
Mexico, it's kind of like that, and a lot of people are hesitant to go down there because of that. So I'd like to just, you know, disclose that it's me personally, I feel safer once I cross the border and I'm in Mexico than when I come back over here with this country today, but not too many people think that way. They think, oh, my God, go to Mexico, I could, you know, be taken and kidnapped and God knows what. But
right.
You definitely
help.
Know a few people, but if you know Tony and everybody that we know down there and the doctors we work with, it's very safe. It's very comfortable.
Very beautiful.
And very beautiful. Yes. I mean, you're right on the ocean. Your clinic is right on the ocean, overlooking the ocean.
Right.
Eventually, when you guys get some funding coming in, which I will probably be helping with in the near future, I would like to get some of those locations right across the street so people could literally just walk onto the sand and we can do some just amazing stuff with healing on the realm of light and energy work that we're going to be presenting at this up-and-coming event with Emoto. That's going to be the first of its kind, actually. I haven't even put it together yet, so I don't even know what it's going to be.
Wow.
So this is quite exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about that.
Are you familiar with the event we're putting together at all, as Tony told you?
No, but tell me about it.
You're familiar with Dr. Emoto, I'm sure, Masaru Emoto,
yes.
From Messages from Water.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the beautiful crystal pictures of water when you put the words of love and light into it, and they're beautiful crystals. When you put hate and ugly and you fool, there's no structure. When they play rock and roll music, for instance, there's no structure. You play Beethoven, it's just a beautiful crystal. It's just amazing how our thoughts and vibrations and energy affect water. So if our thoughts and energy affect water this way, what do they do to each other for mostly water? So he's come up with this science that he's discovered and created himself from Japan using microscopy to do water crystal pictures. Actually, he takes them in motion. They're actually moving and creating themselves as he takes these pictures. So it's actually better to see the actual moving, forming crystals to really understand this. Which we will be doing at the show, by the way, live with the whole entire audience praying over water. So they can actually experience the effect of that themselves. I mean, we've been doing some amazing
stuff. Where is the show, Jeff?
It's going to be in Utah, in Provo. So I'm going to get you guys out there one way or another. You're going to come out and get Tony in the accelerator chair. I want to share this technology with him, too, because this is just amazing what it's doing for healing as far as addressing the root cause of the disease, the emotional issue, the emotional energetic blockage. And Tony's just like, this is like candy to him. He loves this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get him, I mean, he's obviously too busy because it's been very hard to reach him. which got a lot of patients, which is good, but it's also bad. That means we got a lot of people suffering out there, needlessly, we should say, because this is not a disease that's hard to deal with these days. It is far more aggressive than it ever was. We can't just do it with simple Leotril or B12 injections like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But being a little bit more aggressive with some of the stuff we're using, I'm sure some of the stuff Tony's using, we're getting this one, you know. Books like, what's his name, Trudeau put out. Mm-hmm. That's proving it's viable. It's a solution. As a matter of fact, where I'm staying and visiting is an interesting fellow that we actually have on our radio show.
Yes.
And he's listening right now up at the main house, and we're at the property, mm-hmm. and it's incredible. It's beautiful. He's got some incredible healing products, and it's in all in the liquid form. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure, and I know Tony's seen it when I mentioned it. He said he heard about it, but I know when he sees the labels, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with it. I don't know if he uses them yet, but they're widely used at most of the clinics down there now because they're in the liquid form,
well,
very absorbable.
Silver, I think, would be a dynamite product that talks, kind of about the AIDS virus and so forth.
Well, I'm sure Tony's, that's being done in Africa. Tony's into more cutting-edge stuff like me. He wants to be at the front. He wants to be on top of it all and know about everything else. And that's where I'm at.
You have to be.
You have to be if you want to know the truth. You just got to dig it all out and get to the truth of it and just do it yourself, become a testimony yourself. As we know, we can't use testimonies anymore. Thank you for those out there. Which, by the way, I did not read my disclaimer. Just give me one quick second here. Listeners, disclaimers, for those of you out there trying to stop truth and light, please do not take anything you hear on The Simple Truth as fact. Educate yourself. And as always, seek the truth in anything you do, and light will always be on your path. Please verify the information for yourself, as we are not medical doctors, except for Tony, that is. And we do not give out medical advice or mental advice. We are not lawyers and do not give out legal advice. The host of The Simple Truth and its guests are not liable for the results achieved or not achieved from the use of our products or suggestions. And this show is for educational purposes only and not meant to replace a conscious lawyer or a conscious, I repeat, conscious family doctor's advice. Tony is very conscious, folks. This is a conscious doctor, conscious MD. Anything else, Marcy, you'd like to share? Any news from Tony? Let's start there.
Any news from Tony?
Yes. I have my phone's right here. I'm just waiting for him to call me or call you, and we'll hear from somebody. Give him that call-in number, that 530 number I gave you, 876-3222.
Give me that number again.
Yes, this is for Tony, folks, so don't call him on that line. Use the 800 number, 530-876-3222.
I tell you what, Jeff, I'm going to go and try to find him while you continue on your show.
Sure, so I appreciate it. You can just mute the phone if you want, leave it there. If you hear something, just go ahead and cut in and let me know what's going on.
Okay, all right, I'm going to mute it.
And if we don't hear from by the end of the show and you have anything else you'd like to add, feel free to do so. We have a few people hopefully calling in tonight. I'll give out those numbers again. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Emoto event and some of my experiences with Dr. Tony.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Well, looks like we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
We have a caller. How are you, Jeff Lewis?
I'm doing great. Is this?
This is
Steve.
Hoffman-Humer.
Hey, how you doing, Steve? How you doing? I'm glad you made it. Impetuous timing. It was actually perfect. I just finished up. Dr. Tony's still not on yet. Just finished up with his wife a little bit. Now I've got you. And I just, like I said on the show, I'm going to be talking about a little bit about the Emoto event coming up and what we're doing with, and why it's called Living Waters, Living Music. You are the living music. Please explain what you do, and you do so well, with Barbara Hero.
Well, basically, I'm going to introduce your listening audience to Barbara Hero, who's going to be one of the keynote speakers. Barbara has created a keyboard called the Lambdoma Keyboard, Lambdoma. It's designed on... for the Lambdoma Matrix.
And we have a website, folks, that's Lamb, L-A-M-B, just like a sheep, L-A-M-B, Doma, D-O-M-A.com. Please go to it and check it out while we got Steve on the phone here in case you have any questions and call in. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Well, Barbara is a young in her 80s, a very young 80-year-old woman, and she's a mathematician all her life. She spoke all over the world, different colleges, Cambridge University, and different things. She's a mathematician, a visual artist, a composer, a writer. She exercises all of these attributes in her mission of sharing the secrets encoded within the ancient Pythagorean Lambdoma Matrix. She's written and lectured extensively on the wisdom encoded within that ancient matrix of whole number ratios, and that's attributed to Pythagoras and called the rediscoverer of the Pythagoras Lambdoma. I think that's how you pronounce it, Pythagoras.
In a Pythagorean?
Belief, yes. And it's Barbara's belief that we're all part of an evolving consciousness, and that each of us has goals that were set for us before birth, and which we may find and fulfill during our lifetimes. For the understanding of the Lambdoma Matrix and many of its facets is her mission. Barbara's dream was to realize the application of her theories in the health and musical domains. Recently, she's accomplished a breakthrough in making the Lambdome a concrete instrument of healing and auditory pleasure. With the help of engineers, software programmers, musicians, and electronics manufacturers, this dream has been materialized in the Pythagorean Lambdome Harmonic Keyboard, PLHK. So what she's done here is pretty incredible. The Lambdome keyboard, the single quadrant, has 64 keys, and all these keys are based on, it's a diamond-shaped keyboard. All the keys are based on the Pythagorean mathematical scale.
And you can see a picture of it, folks, if you're at the website. It's up on the website. It's actually very beautiful.
Right. So it produces harmonic stereo intervals with the second tone relating to the player's chosen fundamental. The player basically finds a fundamental key that feels harmonic to them, and then you play that. That you can put in the background of the keyboard to always play as a drone. And then you can play whatever else you want to play on it. She's also figured out all the different frequencies for all the human tissue, like every organ, the skin, the eyes, you know, the whole works, and all the colors to it, all the chakras. So it's pretty incredible, the work that she's done. I'm going to go up and study with her for a couple of weeks in Wells, Maine, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you've actually been honored to study with her. She's going to pass on all the knowledge. She and you are the only holders of this right now, I understand, correct? You have a keyboard, so, she has one.
There are some different people that have the single quadrant keyboards. They've been out for a while, and they've been doing different experimenting with them. Right now, there's only 2 4 quadrant keyboards in existence, where the four different diamonds, there's 4 diamond keyboards of 64 keys put together into one diamond-shaped keyboard, making 256 keys. And according to Barbara, this is the only keyboard that she's designed to truly play full music or whole music. So it's pretty amazing. It's 8 color-coded overlays placed over the keys, and they provide visual cues on musical notation, frequencies, harmonics, and solfeggio encoded. Most instruments are pretty much stuck, or not so much stuck, but you know, set at like A440. This keyboard you can set from 0 to infinity. It has a built-in MIDI system. You can hook it up to another keyboard and play the Lambdome through another keyboard. If you're used to playing on the black and white keys, you need a laptop computer to play the instrument through, and the software is an extensive software program that was designed in England. So it's pretty incredible.
I've got a client besides myself for you, definitely. He comes on an hour after my show, Dr. Fred Bell. I've mentioned this a little bit to him about this technology. This is right down his alley. He's very much into music, keyboards, technologies, MIDI, major computer stuff. He's got a whole studio set up in his house.
Right.
He's going to want one of these.
I'm familiar with Fred's stuff. We're going to work with Dr. Emoto and see what the impact of harmonic vibrations or frequency are in water, and what these harmonic frequencies are going to show up like in the water with Dr. Emoto's work. And that's
well, just to give you an update on the show, just yesterday my wife and I she came up with the idea. We need a healing prayer imprinting room that people can go in to do things with water, where we can do the imprinting in there and then bring the water out and take pictures with the microscope that I'm going to, hopefully, if spirit willing, I will have there. That is the first of its kind of this type of microscope. We're going to actually freeze the samples right on the spot. We don't need a refrigeration room. We can do it right there on stage.
Well, you're going to freeze them right at the...
So that's something I'm going to help get there, along with what you're doing, and hopefully incorporating the Lambdome into the laser technology. We're going to have something very interesting to present for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I talked to Barbara, she was so excited about coming and working with Dr. Emoto. She said, well, maybe finally my work is going to get out to the world. Not that she hasn't been out there lecturing and, marketing keyboards for a few years. There's some out there. But she's pretty excited. We're all pretty excited and really looking forward to it. What you can do with the keyboard is she peels off, there's 4 quadrants to it, and you can run through these with the software program, even with a single quadrant keyboard. And what you do is you go through the different, you play the different harmonic notes that harmonize with you or feel good to you, and then you peel off the physical layers, the emotional layers, the spiritual layers, and then you go into Oracle. So she's going to teach me how to do all that stuff, and it's pretty neat. Actually, my friend Shree and I have done that when she stayed with us about a year ago in Sedona. Pretty powerful stuff.
Wow. I can't wait. I'm going to be honored when you start to teach me. I'm looking forward to this. You are going to be in Missouri shortly, and then Maine through April, I guess, and then you'll be done with her?
Right.
Okay, so I have a HOTO event to become an instructor at, which I'm honored to do. Very, I mean, this is just so amazing. I couldn't tell you. Oh my God! In 3 days. Well, now that we're on day 5 of putting the show together. We have acquired a $1 million cabin for Emoto to stay at with 3 bedrooms, jacuzzi. He's going to be relaxed and having a nice time. Be very relaxed when he shows up, unless he wants to be at the show, of course. Right. We have secured a location for at least 400 people. I was hoping bigger, but this is fine because we're going to be doing this annually after this. We have got the Tabernacle Choir to play a tribute to Emoto coming to Utah because this is the first time, apparently. Emoto apparently has some lifelong friends in Utah as well, so he's looking forward to that visit. He's going to be blessing the lakes and the waters. We're getting media coverage on this. This is day 5 of
right.
putting this together.
Right.
And all I've done is guided it with my right hand right now, which is Karen, and my wife's about to step in and take over and handle that kind of stuff for me as well. I want a feminine divine conscious energy imprinted into this show as well. I want that female feminine divine energy around this entire show, which is I told her I want lots of plants, I want lavender, I want sage, I want thyme. And Karen started singing rosemary and thyme, and I said, no, I want all of those there, live plants, I want the essence and the energy of them there, I want the female divine consciousness there. This is all about water. This is not about marketing or selling anything. This is about sharing and raising consciousness.
Exactly.
And from that, we are going to excel in everything we do. The contacts you're going to make, contacts I'm going to make, this is going to be so much fun, Steve. My God, I can't wait. I have not met you yet. You've already... by the way, I spoke to Norman G. today. He says to say hello.
Norman G. Who's Norman G.?
Norman G. Baker.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to be in Lake Havasu at the time. I'm going to try and get him out there, but he's definitely putting the word out for me. And you know, when Norman G. puts the word out, everybody knows about it. So this is going to be very, very exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
So I understand you have your art designer there. Does she have anything she'd like to say on the show or announce about what she's doing and where her consciousness and intentions are?
Yeah, Cherie is kind of my friend, my partner, my colleague. She and I are both good friends of Barbara and her friend Robert. And actually, Cherie, there's so much to learn with the keyboard with Barbara. I mean, we're looking at a whole lifetime that this woman has invested to, you know, research and design all these different things. And so what an honor it is to be invited up there to work with her. And I'll absorb all I can in 2 or 3 weeks. So
and on top of that, she's giving you a place to stay, a car to drive. She said, bring nothing. Just get your butt up here. That is such an honor. That's so amazing.
Right?
That's divine purpose, brother. Divine purpose. When you're on the path, you're in the light, things just happen without effort.
That's correct.
Well, we know this thing is going to be so awesome.
It is awesome. It's already becoming so awesome. The people that are finding out about this and calling me and oh my God, it's just, whoa. I'm just stepping back and trying to stay out of the way.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Cherie just will say hi a minute. She's kind of, you know, she is basically going to be working with the artwork part of the keyboard. And she can explain that just a little bit here quick. And she'll be up there working with Barbara also as soon as we can get her up there. So I'll put on Sharita Shaw. Just a minute, here we go.
Hello, how are you today?
Wonderful, and it's an honor. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Yes, there's all kinds of different things that have been produced over the years. Barbara had done a lot of experimenting with different graphics. She's an artist herself and started out years ago with different charts in mathematics. And they have used an osteoscope in the past to take and a synthesizer to take and produce different ratios. And by creating two different notes, putting two different tones together at the same time and on specific frequencies, it creates different types of artwork from it. So the software has just been designed within the last couple of years to be able to produce the different types of forms that she has. And there's a whole array of different artwork and collections and stuff that I'll have available. I'm going to go back and take some photos. Some of her things are original artwork, and copies need to be made of them. And others are produced in different books that she's wrote.
Cherie, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, can you bring up your audible level of your voice just a little bit louder? Hopefully my listeners are fine, but I'm just having a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay. Yes,
there you
well,
go. That's better. That's better.
Okay.
No, please describe what Steve didn't quite get into, the software that this thing actually comes along with that will generate three-dimensional screen images on a flat screen, of course, but three-dimensional images rotating it, from what I understand, and spinning and doing all kinds of stuff on your computer screen of any sound, letter, image, frequency, notes, whatever you're trying to get, will give you the corresponding image of that vibration. Is that correct?
Correct, of the notes you're playing. It takes two different notes to be able to produce a particular wave. And she started out with multiples of 352 cycles per second. And by doubling it to a higher octave of 704 cycles per second, those frequencies would come up to an F, key. It's pretty complicated in how the whole system works with producing it. She's had different people over the years work with her in designing the different software to be able to do a presentation with the keyboard being associated with it. And they've also, over the past few years, incorporated color into that, too. It used to be that it was just different wavelengths and so forth, but now there's also color involved in it. And
Wow. You
can take and adjust the different way that it comes back, the background and everything. So say if someone's working with their keynotes themselves on the keyboard and they're wanting to get into some different areas, they can actually freeze a specific graph that would be up on the computer and print that out and have that available for them. And everyone's unique. Everything that is, created on the keyboard is, for that particular person or particular tones that are on there. So
That's amazing. Charisse, can you help me do something?
Sure.
For the show, the Emoto event. I want to figure out a way to incorporate this into a laser projector to shoot it up on the wall somewhere and make it into a big, big, huge image with lasers. I know this can be done. If it's projecting it onto 3D, that's basically CAD programming. I'm sure there's a way to do it. I will talk to Dr. Bell when I meet with him this coming week and see if he can help me out there, because he definitely knows lasers. So let's see. I will put him in touch with you, or whoever he tells me to get in touch with. I will put them in touch with you and Steve. Or are you going to be here when Steve's in Maine, basically backing him up while he's gone?
Yes, I'll be over in Palm Springs area. I will also be talking to a friend of ours, Dr. Valerie Ostrom. She has some of Bell's lasers in her clinic. She's a naturopath.
Well, we don't need standard lasers like Fred has. We need laser projectors that actually project graphic three-dimensional images. So we can actually create a fully holographic three-dimensional image now with the stuff you're doing in space. I mean, if we have enough steam in the room, or not steam, but the fog, whatever they use for the laser shows, you can actually see a three-dimensional image being projected in the middle of you, right in front of you.
Right.
And people can stand all around it. So I'm not saying we're going to do this. We're just going to simply use a basic laser projector that are easy to access. We can rent one, whatever we have to do. But I'd love to find out a way to incorporate this with what you guys are doing. I think that would just be amazing.
Right, on how to take and transfer it off of the computer onto that. I can do some checking too, but definitely get, in contact with me, and, you can get in contact with Steve, and he always knows how to, reach me. And I'll do some checking too. I was involved in some different things over here in California, and I can check and see who might have something like that in the Palm Springs area too.
Okay, wonderful. Again, if you need any help, feel free to call me anytime. You can get my number from Steve as well.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, it'll be a fun and interesting gathering of people with a lot of new things that people haven't seen, and I'm sure they'll have a lot of questions, and there'll be a lot of material and things available there for people.
Yeah, make sure we work on that. Lots of material. I want to educate these people.
Yes. Well, and if anyone out there in the audience, too, has any means or any talents that they would like to donate or money towards getting different presenters there, that would greatly be appreciated also.
Yes, I'm actually going to be working on that to start taking donations as well, because money's coming in just enough to do what we need to do. Spirit's guiding this one, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, definitely, we need to put the word out, because I really want to make this really, really, really special. And it's the first of its kind of many to come. We're going to be doing this annually from here, from then on, here in Utah. And we're even going to be doing the auto instructor school now in Utah. We're going to be heading that up as well. So we're honored to do that too. So this is just going to be a continuing incredible thing for us.
Great. Okay, well, look forward to talking to you soon, and thank you very much, and I'm going to hand you back to Steve now.
You too, dear. Wonderful talking to you. Honor.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, that was wonderful. Thank you, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add? Website, email address?
Just make sure they got the website for Barbara and her material. www.lambdoma, like a lamb and then D-O-M-A, www.lambdoma.com. And if you've got any questions you want to shoot my way, I can give you my email address.
Sure, that'd be great.
You want to do that?
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, it's hurrah for health at yahoo.com, and it's spelled hurrahforhealth at yahoo.com. So it's
wonderful.
Yeah, hurrah for health.
Well, thanks again, Steve. When are you heading back east? So when are you out of there? You don't know yet?
I should be in Kansas City Friday.
And then Maine when?
Maine when I get there, probably within a week or so.
And then you're shut off from the world for about a month. Is that correct?
I'm still available. Anybody can email me if they want questions or whatever. I'll be up at Barbara's, so we'll be happy to answer any questions that people have. Just get back to her on her website or me on my email, and be happy to answer any questions you've got.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I may be interested in doing a show while you're there with Barbara.
Sure.
It'll probably be the first smash show we'll do with Barbara, but that would be an honor as well.
Yeah. She'd love to.
Well, check with her on that. See what she says.
I'm sure she'll say yes. But I'll tell her.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much. I look forward to meeting with you. Blessings.
I look forward to meeting you.
Good enough. Namaste. Talk to you later.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Well, we got 5:35 here. If Marcy's there, you're welcome to jump in anytime, Marcy, if you can hear us. So if we don't hear from Tony, where are we right now? We're halfway through the program. Again, call-in numbers. Would you like to know if that's where?
Sure. The direct line is 530-876-3222.
But that's Tony's line. That's the one he's calling in on. So use the toll-free numbers, folks.
Okay. And in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And in Canada, 888-810-8322. So... this Emoto event is going to be quite spectacular. If there's any way possible that you can get to this, I don't know if anyone of you have been out to any of the events where Dr. Emoto has been. But
around the world, that is,
It's been incredible. There's some stories that you just would not believe, some of the things that they've done, and it's just awesome. So we're quite privileged to have him in Utah. It's going to be his first time there. So we're the first Light Enterprises to bring Dr. Emoto there. So we're very excited about that. And we were quite blessed to just have someone just pop into our lives and say, I want to do this too, and I would be happy to help you in any way possible, shape, form, or anything. And I've got all this energy, and I'm ready to go.
Let me tell that story real quick. She calls you at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm asleep. I'm exhausted because I'm just going nonstop.
She is our
She's my right hand right now, completely, 100%. Both hands, actually, right
Beth,
now.
Can you hear me?
Bring me love you. Yes? Yes, go ahead.
You cannot hear you or Don. You sound like you're, you two are not legible. You cannot
hear me. Well, move in closer. How's that? How's that? Is that better?
No, cannot hear you. Only.
Really?
You're echoing really,
okay.
really
how bad. How about this? How's this sound? Is that better?
No, you sound like you're a vibrational.
Uh-oh, somebody's messing with us then, because we're doing fine, and now you can't hear me all of a sudden.
Right. Now we can't understand you. You just, you every word you say vibrates.
All right. Let me call you right back.
And we haven't even been to the motor show yet.
We're vibrating. Let me call you right back on the same line, or do you want to, well, you can't call me because it goes to voicemail. So let me call you right back. Well, that was interesting, folks. I guess we're vibrating so high, we vibrated right off of our sound. So I don't know how the sound's coming through to you guys then, but we had to recall in to get the line going again. Restream, we're on digital. So hopefully we won't have any problems for the remaining 14 minutes of the show here. Where were we?
We were just talking about the vibrational energy that we had.
too much for this electronic world.
And so, yeah.
Go
Go ahead.
Oh.
If you want to continue. I'm going to try and think of what we're going to announce besides the announcements of the show. I don't quite have the schedule for the show yet, folks, so I don't even have anything up on my website linking to it yet other than Emoto's books, DVDs, CDs, tapes, everything that you need to get yourself familiar with Emoto. I've actually been speaking to a lot of people this week that I've worked with through the years that are light workers like myself, and they've never even heard of Emoto.
Right,
I'm like, really?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God. And they haven't even heard of The Secret yet either.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
What? Where have you been?
The Secret. Again, if you haven't seen the movie The Secret, you must get The Secret.
Yes.
It will help you in your life, I'm telling you.
And
your children
so,
watch it.
Oh, yes, over and over again. It's not anything that's nothing more than common sense, but it gives you fun, adventurous ways of applying this thing to the universe where literally how you feel, what you think, and what you feel, the vibration again that we put out, is what the universe simply responds to simple laws of attraction, simple physics. Nothing complicated here. So anybody out there having difficulty in their lives out there, any difficulties of any kind, this is your only problem. You can't blame anybody. You can't even blame God, because God is giving you and pouring in abundance in groves right now, like the avocado trees we're being surrounded with, by the way. It's absolutely beautiful here.
Guacamole. I'm hungry.
Well, we get to be adults tonight.
We have no children tonight. Jeff and I have been together nearly 10 years now, and we have yet to go on a date. I can count my hand.
I mean, we're going to go on a date tonight. We have no money.
Oh, and we just realized that. We're like, we're going to go out tonight. Yay! And we're like, Jeff's like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll make it a special night. I promise.
My.
I promise.
But this event, again, is going to be fabulous. There's so many very, very, very special people out there we're all coming together. And I called Jeff one day and I said, you know what? I just came up with this thing. I said, this word just came to me, and it's stone soup. And it's like, you know, you start with this rock, you know, the story with the stone soup, and you have this rock, and then you put it into the pot. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone else comes along and they've got a carrot, and someone else comes along and they got a potato. I mean, all these people that are coming into this event are carrots and our potatoes, and all these people that are coming to that just marries so beautifully, and we have this wonderful soup, this
life,
creation,
and living life.
It's just wonderful. We're just so blessed, and we're just very, very excited about it. So please, you know, just continue to check our websites and see if we...
Yeah, like I was saying, in the next few days, I will have, in the next day or so, by Monday, Tuesday, I will have some stuff up on this event for the website. You can get the books and the tapes and all the wonderful stuff right now and start watching some of that. Dr. Emoto, for you folks out there that all may not have heard of him, What the Bleep Do We Know? Was an amazing movie that came out 2004,
I think so.
Or 2002, somewhere around there. Basically, Emoto didn't really get talked about too much till the end of the show. I think he was only paid like something like $1,200 just for picture rights to use in this movie. But if you really listen to what this woman is talking about in the subway, looking at these crystal pictures, literally, our thoughts, are so powerful. And being answered on a constant basis, be careful what you wish for.
Like the old saying goes, you know, it amazes me that there's so many of those old sayings from way back. And you're going, I'll be darned, that's what they meant by that. Because my mom would always say, be careful for what you wish for. Or, you know, don't talk about that ugly baby because you're going to get an ugly baby. But, you know, you really have to be careful because you do manifest things. So you have to be very, very careful. And it's like, instead of going, dang, I wish I had some money. You're like, I have all this money, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm thankful. And you just start, you know, manifesting. You write that number down.
And if you don't have money, you find what you do have, and you work with that until you have money, and you will. And it's just, money's an energy, folks. My right hand here, Karen, right now, said, please help me manifest money because money's been an issue in my life all this time. I said, well, you've seen The Secret, right? Oh, yes. That's all it is. Is that it? You know, I'm dealing with the same issue with my father right now, which he's just finally seen The Secret, by the way. I love you, Dad. Thank you. We're on another path now, and I'm looking forward to that path. And hello to all my children out there, Tanya, my son Jeffrey, who's with me right now, hopefully listening to the show, or he's running around the tracks right now just having a blast. This place is a wonderland, folks. We've helped him save the property. This is the gentleman I had him on last show, Ed Ayala, and we helped him save the property with land patents. We've been honored to meet some very interesting people helping to protect this very country and the very heart and soul of what our forefathers came here and fought and bled for. that Bush is just destroying right now, hand over fist. As you know, he's cut off Congress. It's getting rather interesting. This is going to be the year of evolution, so stay in the light and you'll be just fine. Freak out and you're going to be in a world of S-H-I-T-E, shite, as I say, so I don't use that other word. But, yeah, it's getting interesting, folks. It's just how we feel is how the universe responds. So I guarantee you, if you just keep feeling you're stressed over the bills, you're going to keep having more bills. If you just open up and release that energy and let it go, I don't know how many times I've proved that for my beautiful, incredibly beautiful life here, that times we've been down to, what, $50 is that in the account. We needed diapers. We had no food in the fridge. Rent's due in a couple of days. And I said, baby, don't worry about it. Spirit will take care of it. And if I let it get to me, I'll go start working on my computer, trying to force sales down people's throats, and nothing happens. I get more stressed, no more money. I'm more stressed, no more money. And he said, what the heck am I doing? I stop. I put the phone down. I get up. I go watch TV or go play with the kids and just let go of it. And what, within usually that day, if not by the next day, the phone rings and there's business and we got money and everything's fine. And that's kind of the way it's been happening now, rather effortlessly. I've had
a
little
help of prayer, of course.
A lot of prayer. Always pray. Pray is the most powerful thing. That's why I said we will have a prayer room for this event. This is going to be in the middle, as we know, of a Mormon LDS country. I don't have anything against any particular religions of any kind. As a matter of fact, some of the nicest people I've met have been LDS. Like my partner who's helped me with this whole thing, my right hand in the accounting and structuring and keeping me grounded arena. Dave, hello. We love you. Thank you. We appreciate you. You're awesome. I know you're listening right now. And then Karen has come in, and our neighbors next door, Grandma and Grandpa. They've just been amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. We can't thank them enough. They're just beautiful, beautiful people. And as a matter of fact, a lot of what they say, I say, is right down the alley of what Joseph Smith has always talked about. So I find that interesting. So I'd like to research Joseph Smith a little bit more myself. Doesn't mean I'm becoming LDS. I'm not joining any religion, folks. As we know, I am a free soul. I'm a spiritual being. I am definitely always connected directly to Source, especially now. This is just a lot of fun. It starts to become fun now. And yes, you can turn your life, no matter where you're at, into this realm as well. I'm sitting on a multi-million-dollar property. Ed and I right now are working out some stuff, and we're trying to get some funding in, and we're literally working on, I had to get my laundry today, as a matter of fact. Ed gives me what little he had, and exactly what he gave me was exactly what the laundry was. I was told it was $33, and I thought, oh, interesting, 33, there's a number again, for those of you in the numerology. But Ed, anyways, gives me this money, and I counted out for the lady, give her $33, and $34 for the change. And, oh, no, $42.10. Okay, $42.10. Okay, I don't think I have it, so I pulled out what I got, exactly $42. I didn't have 10 cents. She said, that's okay. And beautiful car, beautiful car. I was driving Ed's beautiful Jag that he's beaten the crap out of it. Ed, give me that car. I'll take care of it. No, she just, it was just amazing. The synchronicities. Ed's been having so many synchronicities. We can do another show of what he's really been going through when Ed gets through it, that is, losing his son through this whole thing and almost losing this beautiful, beautiful property that his son and his children adore. And I can see why. My son does not want to leave here, and I'm going to probably have to pry him tooth and nail to get him out of this place when we leave in the next few days. But it's been an honor to be here as well. Everything in our life has been just a blessing and an honor at this point. And it's one thing after another, day after day after day. So it is possible, folks. So those of you who have not seen The Secret, those of you who have not seen Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, those of you who have not seen A View from the Center of the Universe by Joel Premack and Nancy Abrams, these are three very, very enlightening, and I like to use that word a lot. My wife says, you do that word a lot. Amazing, enlightening show and this and that, but no, truly enlightening. I want this stuff in our school systems. I want everyone to know about this. Again,
and we actually attempted that in the public school systems.
Well, we had a little bit of success, but they wouldn't play The Secret in my son's school. The principal denied playing The Secret because I don't know, was it a religious issue or what it was, but that was a nil. But we did do the Emoto thing.
No, and I... Yeah, we're talking about The Secret, but I wanted to talk before, because we've got a few more minutes, about Dr. Emoto and the effects of
thoughts.
The thoughts and the words that we use.
Our daughter. Thank you. We're on the same path here, folks. We're on the same
always,
path.
I love you. our daughter, Sunshine, she's in the second grade, and they're doing science projects. So I said, well, gee, Sunshine, let's do the science project that Dr. Emoto says to do. Takes a bowl of rice and takes this cooked rice and separates it into containers, one of which you will put a sticker on.
Use glass baby jars. They're the easiest to do for this experiment with lids.
Anyhow, and so you use these jars, and on each one you put a sticker. One sticker will say hate, or any
or you fool, or you're ugly, or any negative words.
Yeah, any words of negativity. The second jar is going to be a jar that says, I love you.
You're
I
beautiful.
Respect you. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Anything in the positive.
I appreciate
you. Now, both
you.
Of these jars are going to continue to do this each day.
Prayer.
And so this goes to show exactly what our words can actually do. So now Sunshine has this little project, and all the children are going around, and they're doing this to these jars.
Every day.
Every day. So now we come back and a week later to check on it. And then
two weeks later, we
did a week, and then we did a second week, and so on. So the gist of it is that it was quite incredible. It was exactly how the experiments had gone in Japan and the other places where Dr. Emoto had done it. The one that had the I love you written on it had a nice fragrant smell.
Nice,
it wasn't,
sweet,
malted
rice.
It was fine. We went to open the other one that said hate and all these horrible
things. Which had this slimy
full.
Stuff all over the glass,
and
by
yeah,
the way.
It was drippy.
And slimy.
And
the other one was clear.
Kind of
the other one was
foggy looking. Right, it was real foggy looking and drippy, kind of real nasty, kind of like a creepy show kind of, you know, experiment. It was weird. Yeah, it looked fine. So
and
that should have been our first
and
clue.
And they barely popped the lid.
Oh,
how far
boy.
Back are we? 20
oh,
feet when I'm videotaping this?
It was like, okay, Grandpa, did you?
And the kids just saw, oh, just the noise. We got this whole thing on video. It's amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. So it went to show. And like I told the kids, I said, I just want to tell you. You talk to children, you know, and you kind of tell them, like, okay, this is the way it is. The words that you use are affecting those people. So if you say you're ugly or you're
stupid,
this, you're stupid or you're that, you know what? Doggone it. Those poor children. So we just want to kind of, you know.
Change the vibration,
change
people.
Change the vibration. Exactly.
Good, I mean, vibrations.
You know, it's like, it's real important the words that you choose. You know, stop and think about what you say sometimes, because sometimes people say things before they even think about it, and those words really do hurt. So we got to be real careful about the words that we choose.
Well, that's kind of what you got across to the kids there, and they start
exactly.
answering back. Yeah, like when we do this or do that, mm-hmm. and you feel like this or you feel like that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You feel uh-huh. like this
exactly.
and like that. That's why children are so amazing. When they feel bad, they cry right now,
mm-hmm.
and then they feel better.
mm-hmm.
And then they're happy. If they're throwing a temper tantrum, put them in the room, shut the door, let them go crazy. They'll fall asleep usually, which is what my kids have done, and just release all this negative energy they're holding on to, and then come out happy, and I love you, Mom and Dad, and just jumping and bouncing off the walls. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Yep. Exactly.
Yes.
So no, I'm just looking at the time.
Oh, we are at the end of our show.
We are at the end of the show, and like I said, I just wanted to point that out. So if you haven't seen anything with Dr. Emoto, please do check into us. That's Dr. Masuro Emoto. Is there a website aside from ours?
Actually, I think there is www.hado.net or .com. As far as I remember, well, if you type in Masuro Emoto or just Emoto, you'll find him, I guarantee you. I do have links on my website to him and to his books and to his DVDs and so forth. So everything's there. So at this point, folks,
read the book, please do get it. It's awesome. It'll tell you all about it. It shows some of
I like the DVD he's got out that actually show the crystals forming. This is incredible, amazing.
Yeah,
beautiful.
The DVD is cool. We took that to the school too. Always just very impressed. So we love you. God bless you. We hope that you continue to check in with us every Saturday night.
Yes. And thank you, Donald Newsom and BBS Radio and the BBS Radio Network for what you have done. You do it so well. Again, if it's not mainstream, folks, it's on BBSRadio.com. That's Leslie Snipes does. We love you, folks.
Bless you.